بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. 27 نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ خمرِ کہن تو کبھی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ خمرِ کہن تو کبھی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لتا کر ہم اب اہل صدق کو صفا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لتا کر ہم اب اہل صدق کو صفا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت, نئے باب الفت کی واہ ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں.
احمدو و نصلی علی رسول کریم, اما بعد, فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم, بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. یا ایہا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وکونوا مع الصادقین. صدق اللہ العلی العظیم. This beautiful poem of our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Asad Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, and rendered so beautifully. Your Hazrat mentions, نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. At every moment a person is getting a new goblet of wine, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is when a person will sacrifice his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala granting these bounties in this world. فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that no person knows what has been hidden for them, the coolness of the eyes. So this actually is referring to akhirat, in the year after, what Allah has kept hidden for a person. But Hazrat says that even in this dunya, in this world, a person who sacrifices his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah grants him such joy, such enjoyment, that the person standing next to him, he doesn't understand. He's also getting enjoyment, he's a wali of Allah. But what he's getting, the other person doesn't get. The tahajjud namaz he's performing, the crying, the tears which he's getting, the other person doesn't understand it. So every person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them, according to the mujahada, sacrifice, they make a different kind of enjoyment. Today the whole world is looking for enjoyment. And Allah Ta'ala says, Allah bi dhikri Allah tutma'innul qulub, you want the happiness of the heart, you want peace of mind, contentment. Only when a person is engaged, immersed in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person will find that. Everything else a person is looking for in this world, there is enjoyment for a short while, it's temporary. For a few seconds a person gets some enjoyment, then it comes to an end. But the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is living forever, and his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain forever and forever. So enjoyment actually continue increasing and increasing. The Hazrat says, jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hai. A person with every moment is sacrificing his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wo fani buto se juda ho rahe hai. And this person is getting further and further away from these temporary idols of this world. Idols, we refer to women generally, money also, clothing also. Nabi Sallam said, ta'isa abdul dinar, ta'isa abdul dirham, ta'isa abdul qatifa. Destruction be to the slave of money, destruction be to the slave of clothing. All the time, if they get it, they are happy. If they don't get, they feel depressed. They are slaves. Nabi Sallam said, abdul dirham, the slave of a dirham, of money, the slave of clothing. I must have this kind of branded way, I must be wearing this kind of clothing. It becomes an object of a person's life. Just before the majlis, I was reading Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi's kitab, and he mentions a hadith there, that the sign when Allah Ta'ala is turned away from a person is, that Allah Ta'ala engages a person in those things which are of no benefit to a person. The person is engaged now in ma la ya'ani, futile things, which doesn't benefit the person in akhirat. This is the sign that Allah Ta'ala is turned away from that person. And then the other narration he mentioned there was, that if a person spends 1 second, ta'atan, 1 second in this world, fi ghayri ma khuliqa lahu, for not fulfilling the object where Allah Ta'ala created him, then he says, لَجَدِيرٌ أَيَّتُولَ عَلَيْهِ حَسْرَتُ. This is appropriate for him, that for a very, very long time a person must be remain sorrowful. 1 second of a person's life, he's not using it in what Allah created him for. Then a person will be very, very sorrowful over that day, because the earth of his life has been wasted. Or that 1 second in his life when you will cheat on the day of Qiyamah. Some narrations mention that if a person his whole life has to make the worship of Allah Ta'ala in sajda, on the day of Qiyamah he'll regard it as too little bit also. If only I spend a bit more time, then it'll be too late for a person. 1 second in this world, a person wasted, comes in a hadith. In Qiyamah also in Jannah, it's only enjoyment. But there will be some moments which will pass in Jannah where a person will feel sorrow and sadness. And you will think about it, that the moment of my life I spent without the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how I wasted that time. You see another person, such a high rank he got. How come he got the rank? He did one extra subhanAllah. One subhanAllah, ya Allah, I could have read so many subhanAllahs. How many minutes, seconds of my life I wasted? I didn't prepare for akhirat. May Allah give us tawfiq. That was one buzrug, one wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they asked him, this one person he was going around and making like a survey, asking all 5 people that if today is the last day of your life, what will you do? To see what is like the most valuable action. So he asked different people. So he came to one person, one buzrug, and he asked him. So then Buzrug said that, you know, me, if you tell me today is the last day of my life, I can't do anything extra. Because I've made every day of my life like it is the last day of my life. So I filled it with such amal and action that if I can't add anything else extra to it, it's completely full. So this is how my life I spend it. So if tomorrow you tell me I'm going to die today or tomorrow, I can't do anything extra. So how these people prepare for akhirat? May Allah give us tawfiq of this year. So a person who sacrifices every moment for Allah Ta'ala, then automatically you will see him start going further away from the temporary idols of this world, whether it's woman. He'll fulfill hukuk and rights, no problem. You must fulfill the rights. You have to work also, you have to earn also. But your heart won't be engaged in those things. And in haram, especially, a person will turn his heart completely away from that there. And then Hazrat says, وَخَمَرَ قُوَنْ تَقَوِيْتَرْ هَيْ لَكِنْ نَيَ جَامُ مِنَا عَتَا هُو رَهَيْ هَيْ. This wine which a person is getting, the love of Allah Ta'ala is very, very strong. And the old wine is very, very good. The person normally likes the old wine. So he's getting that. But the more a person sacrifices himself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, new goblets of wine are coming in a person's heart. New understandings Allah opens up for a person. Even if he's not an alim of deen, but such understanding he gets of deen, which is called faqahat. وَاتَّقُوا wa وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. A person has got taqwa and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah himself teaches that person. Such understanding, such in depth. He will get which other people will be shocked also. What this person, what he's understanding. He sees the people of the dunya running towards the things of this world, and he actually feels sorry for them. These people, why are they running for these things? Can't they understand that these things are temporary and eventually coming to an end? Allah opens up to a person's heart, Allah opens up to a person's mind. But this is when a person has made some sacrifice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He understands the deception of this world, which is called ilm. This is real actual knowledge. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah is mentioning about the sifat of the ulama of akhirah. So he says the lowest level of an alim is a person who realizes that this world is nothing at all. It has got no value. This is the lowest level for knowledge a person has got. And akhirah is forever and forever. And I can't put my heart and my mind in these small things of this world, because they are temporary, they are coming to an end. And even the enjoyments in this world, he says, it is mad, and it's joined up with so many kinds of sadness and depression and problems. No matter how enjoyable something is, you're having a nice get-together, the whole family is there. But in there also, everything is not enjoyable. Your stomach starts paining, you have to go to the toilet. It's not like complete enjoyment for a person. And then when it comes to an end, now I have to clean up, I have to pack up, I have to pay the person so much money. So even though there's so much of enjoyment, but in there there's also sadness. There's nothing in this world which actually is 100% enjoyment. Your person eats a wonderful meal. So much of enjoyment he gets in his meal. But after that, now his stomach starts paining, he feels upset, he eats so much. Or even if he never eats enough, then he still wishes, I wish I could eat enough, more than I could have eaten more than this year. Or he's still thinking about that meal. So every enjoyment in this world, a person has enjoyment with his wife, he spends some time with his wife. But after that enjoyment, what happens? Then a person now, he wishes I could spend more time, let us say, but it's an impossibility also. And then a person has to cleanse himself. So all of this enjoyment in this world is temporary. And every difficulty in the dunya also is temporary. Even in a difficulty, Allah has some goodness in there, there's some enjoyment in there also. But in akhirat, because the ulama say that this world is a showcase for the year after. So in this world, there's not complete enjoyment, it's not complete difficulty. Jahannam is complete difficulty. And Jannah is complete enjoyment. So in this dunya, Allah has given us a taste of both. So for example, a person, while he eats a wonderful meal, so this is a reminder for a person that you're going to Jannah, there's much, much more tastier things than this. Then a person eats something which is not tasting nice, or he gets burnt. So it must be a reminder, there's a food in Jahannam, Dariya, and all of these other things which doesn't taste nice at all, it's so difficult. A person sees something thorny, he eats it, he gets stuck in his throat, he's coughing now, he wants to get rid of it, and it's not coming out of the throat. It reminds the person of the food of Jahannam. A person sees a snake, a scorpion, all of them say, why did Allah create this? To remind a person, if Allah says there'll be snakes in Jahannam, and there'll be scorpions in Jahannam, but you never saw them, and you never saw a person getting bitten by them, you'll never understand what pain means. Now you see a person suffering, he got bitten by a scorpion, one small bite. You say, ya Allah, if I have to go in Jahannam, so much of bites, so many times I'll be in difficulty. A person is fikr man, the person is worried. So everything in this dunya, it reminds a person of either Jannah and Jahannam. A person got a beautiful wife, it reminds him of the holes of Jannah. And if you got an ugly wife, kana ruusu shayatin, he thinks of shaitan also at that time. Like there was one person, Imran ibn Hattan, he was very, very ugly looking. And his wife on the other hand was very extremely pretty, very, very good looking. So he's always admire her. So he said, why are you always admiring? He said, I'm so fortunate, Allah has given me such a beautiful wife. He said, make shukr alhamdulillah, both of us are going to Jannah. He said, why? He said, when I look at you, I make sabr. When you look at me, you make shukr, and the person who makes shukr and sabr are both going to Jannah. So inshallah, both of us are going to Jannah. So anyhow, that reminds a person, all of whatever is in front of a person, it's supposed to remind a person of akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala open up our eyes, the eyes of the heart, that the person when he sees things in this world, immediately he must think of akhirat. So much so when you go to sleep at night, look at the du'as of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You wake up in the morning, when you're going to sleep, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. I'm going to die now, and I have to come back to life again. It's a reminder that sleep is a sister of death. So you're going to sleep now, but remember yourself, one day you'll be in a qabr alone, it's dark also, and you'll be going to sleep forever and forever. When you wake up in the morning, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Allah gave us life after death, but one day we have to die again. It's reminding a person of this. I woke up now, it's like how I'm going to be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. So it's supposed to remind a person. So all the things in our life is supposed to be a reminder for a believer of akhirat, of the life of the year after. When you're traveling in our car, the dua, the sunnah dua is, Alhamdulillah, subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has kept this car, it's in our control. We never had the ability for it. But Allah Ta'ala gave us the ability to look after this, to control this car. And wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun, it is under our control. But remember, wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun, we are returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So So the Buddha, most of the ulama mentioned what it means is that Allah, we are going on a small journey now. We are going on a small journey, wherever we're going from one place to another place. But Allah, we're not forgetting our big journey. The small journey mustn't make me unmindful of my big journey. We have to go back towards Akhirah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Hakim Sahib rahmatullah gave another explanation of this. وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. Very beautifully he said, we are going on a journey now. A person is starting sitting in a smart Mercedes Benz. He's got a Ferrari, he's got a Porsche. Allah has given him a beautiful, wonderful car. So now automatically pride comes into a person. So now he's driving also, and he puts his chest front also, and he said, I'm going in a smart car, and I'm moving like this here, so that pride comes into a person. So as I said, the second part of this dua teaches us, وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. We have to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't place your qeemat and your value in this car. This car doesn't make you valuable. This car doesn't make you. Your value will only be recognized on the day of Qiyamah. So you got a smart car, doesn't mean you're valuable. And as I mentioned so beautifully to us, if the fly is sitting in the car, doesn't mean now Mr. Fly says, hey, now you know I'm a Lani. I've got such a smart car because what a car I got. And if it's living in a smart house, the mouse is also living in the house. So the mouse says, I'm something valuable. So it's not the mouse or the fly or the owner of the car. The car doesn't make you valuable. What's inside you makes you valuable. The outside things will not make a person valuable. So you've got a smart car also, that's not going to make you valuable. Smart house also, it won't make you valuable. What's inside you, what's within you, that will make a person valuable. So as it says, when a person when he reads this dua, so he's getting pride now, driving the car. So think, I have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the court of Allah, if I'm valuable, if Allah puts a high value on me, then I'm valuable. Otherwise, this car won't make me valuable. Otherwise, sometimes it happens that the car is the actual cause of your destruction, the cause of your death. May Allah ta'ala open up our eyes and give us understanding. Then Hazrat says, kabhi kalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar. Sometimes we have to give our heart, and sometimes we have to give our lives. Rahe isme ba wafa ho rahe. These are all examinations Allah is taking from us. To see in the path of ishq and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are we loyal or not loyal? In life, you're going to go through many examinations. People say, I've got this condition. Allah is seeing at that condition, are you turning towards me or are you turning to anybody else? Kan Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha hazabahu amrun faza'a ila salah. Comes in a hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever any calamity overcame him, immediately he would hasten towards salat. Salah means connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The good conditions come, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatu shukr. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes he's to go down in sajda is shukr. He's to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In times of happiness also, he turned his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In times of difficulty also, it was turning himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama say so beautifully that normally Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala grants a person a bounty. Remember, this is an examination. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ. Sometimes Allah gives a person less. This also is an examination. We normally, when we get a lot money, it's Allah's fadl, Allah's grace upon me. And when a person has less money in his life, he has some halat and conditions goes, and he says, Allah is testing me. But just like how less is also an examination, having lot also is an examination. Person, this is the grace of Allah Ta'ala upon me. We didn't look at the next Haza min Fadli Rabbi. Many people in the shops got their Haza min Fadli Rabbi. Allah has given me this grace of His, kindness of His. But they don't look at the next part of the ayat. Liyabluwani. Allah has given me this mercy so He can test me. Ashkuru wa makfur. Am I making shukur? Am I ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So whether a person has got wealth, and actually the ulama say, the examination of poverty is more easier than the examination of wealth. Normally we always think, if I must have a lot of wealth, then I'm set. Then I'll do so much of ibadah, etc. But they say, some Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, according to their status, they said, Bulina bidharra'i fasabarna. We were tested with difficulty, we made sabr. Summa bulina, I can't remember the exact word. Then we were tested with abundance. Falamnasbi, we couldn't make sabr. We weren't able to fulfill the rights of the day. This was according to their level, obviously. They definitely fulfilled the rights of it. But just to show what a difficult examination, every part of our life also. So a person sometimes has to give his heart, sometimes his life, and he has to be loyal in a part of the risk, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Nazar says that when we will sacrifice our desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at this time you are becoming people of sidq, truthful people, ahle sidq or safa ho rahe, people whose hearts are clean, people who are truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are becoming like this when we will sacrifice our desires for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And desires means all haram desires. I got money now, I don't want to spend my money in zakat, I don't want to give it. So we sacrifice our desires for Allah's pleasure, we are giving it. Our time is very valuable. We are sacrificing and becoming to the masjid. Further time is difficult. Person is sacrificing. These are the basic farais, the duties. And then obviously any haram, sin, the woman is coming in front of us, the person is sacrificing it. He's got his cell phone, he can watch all haram things. Remember that narration we mentioned that one second in a person's life is wasted. How much of sadness and sorrow there will be for a person thereafter. Allah protect and save us. So this we have to sacrifice our lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will become people of the truth and people whose hearts are pure. Hazrat says, Kabhi pi rahe hai lahu arzuka. At times we have to sacrifice our desires. We have to drink the blood of our desires. Mitakar khudi ba khuda ho rahe hai. And that pride and arrogance which comes into a person, we have to sacrifice that. And then you will become people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you will sacrifice that pride within ourselves. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi says that normally pride comes into a person because of one of four reasons. He says the first reason why pride comes into a person is because of knowledge. Whether it's deeni knowledge also or worldly knowledge also. The more knowledge a person has got, pride automatically comes into a person. No one is equal to me, I'm a great person. He says this is a very, very dangerous person. And he says even if it's deeni knowledge also. Look at the people in the Quran where Allah mentions about Bala'am bin Ba'ura, very great alim of the Bani Israel, but he destroyed himself. And then he says the second reason why people get pride is because of piety, ibadat. You remember of ibadat? You come from Majlis now, for example, and now a person says, me, I'm very pious. Nobody's like me. Look at the other people out there, they are like this and they are like that. One person of the Bani Israel, Imam Ghazali says, he was sitting next to one sinner. So the sinner actually came and sat next to him. And the sinner thought to himself that, you know what, let me sit in the company of this pious person. Maybe Allah's rahmat will come down upon me because of this pious person. And the pious person said, why are you sitting near me? You're a sinner. It mustn't happen that I'm deprived of Allah's mercy because of you. So Allah Ta'ala sent wahi to the Nabi of the time, tell both of them to restart the action. The sinner, I have forgiven all of his gunas and sins, he must restart his actions. And the pious person, all of his good actions I have destroyed, he tell him he must restart his actions again. So because of ibadat also sometimes it happens, a person gets pride within himself. Imam Ghazali says this is the second thing. And then the third thing is because of status in society. Family status, I come from a so-and-so family. Allah has given you some status in society. So you see, this is a reason also. And the fourth reason you see is because of wealth and beauty. A person has got wealth, so pride comes into a person. A person gets arrogance within himself. May Allah protect and save us from the fear. So he says all of these things, a person must think and ponder over his original place where he came from. What has he come from? How can he have pride? And the final result, what will it be eventually? He'll turn into soil, into dust. He says, if you think about your origin and you think about your final. And in between also, you're carrying all filth and stool and dirt with you. Every part of your body, filth and dirt is coming out. How can you have pride within yourself? He says, you want to have pride, you're actually claiming greatness, equality with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I got greatness. He says, this is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can a person ever claim to himself that I've got some greatness within myself? And he says that even then after that, if you think about your origin, you think about your final result, you think about your present moment, your condition, then think also, I'm so weak. Man is so kamzor, in every aspect he is weak. There's weakness upon weakness, inshallah, we'll do this hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam after that. Where Allah Ta'ala shows us that man is kamzor, he's completely weak in every aspect, weakness upon weakness he's got. So he says, man is so weak, we eat food now, after half an hour we're hungry, after 3 hours we're hungry. A person, he needs to go to the toilet and relieve himself. Why did Allah make it such we have to go to the toilet? If Allah wanted to, once in 40 days, once in a month, we could go to the toilet. But Allah Ta'ala sent us to the toilet 3 times a day, 5 times a day. So a person just sees, realizes he's what he is. Then when I go to the toilet, I realize what I am. This will give my reality. The person realizes all the sounds he hears from himself. Outside Allah has made satari. Allah has hidden a person's faults. So everybody looks at that person, he puts on iftar, he puts on smart clothing. MashaAllah, you look very handsome, you look very nice. But in the toilet, islah khana, the room for your islah. Jee, Allah has made it 5 times a day, you must go for your islah there, you must understand exactly what your reality is. So Allah is reminding us over and over. We eat food, now we become hungry again. After a few hours, tiredness overcomes a person. You see, all of this kamzorian weakness in a person is to remind a person that you are muftaj, completely weak and useless. And now you get some few things and a person gets pride within himself. So another thing is that this desire also of greatness, of pride and arrogance within a person has to remove it. And as a person removes it, he becomes a man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, baqhuda ho rahe, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat says, when you will make mistakes in life, tujhe ho mubarak, ye ashke nadamat. The tears of sorrow is very, very blessed. When a person does this and he cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, naye baabe ulfat ke wa ho rahe, new doors of love of Allah ta'ala and recognition of Allah ta'ala open to a person. The more a person cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has the tears within himself. That every person has to look in himself. Look, every one of us is weak, we are weak. كل بني آدم خطاء. Every human being is a sinner. He's got mistakes within himself. وخير الخطائين التوابون. And the best of sinners and faulty people are those who make a lot of tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every one of us says, look, are we making tawbah to Allah ta'ala? And no matter how high rank you can reach in life, there will be always weakness within a person. All of us, we got faults and weaknesses within ourselves. So our whole life we are muhtaj and in need of making tawbah. There's never a time a person says, you must make tawbah, why? Because you're a very big sinner. Every one of us is sinners. He says our level of sin is different. So a person can never regard himself, I am perfect. Until a person doesn't leave this world, only Allah knows exactly what is our final result. So then only a person can be happy. As long as we are living in this world, as Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi said so beautifully, he says that the haqiqat of the sign that the person has got the haqiqat and reality within himself is تَرْكُ مُلَاحَزَةِ الْأَعْمَالِ لَا تَرْكُ الْأَعْمَالِ. He says that you must leave out looking at your amal and thinking I'm a great person because I've lived so much of amal. You see, it doesn't mean you must leave out amal. You must continue doing actions. But don't put your trust on your actions. So we have to carry on trying and trying and trying. But don't regard my actions, because of my actions I'm a very great person. So after doing the action also, Ya Allah, in this action is so much of weakness. Make tawbah and istighfar. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as it says that these tears in the court of Allah ta'ala is a very, very great thing. But it means doors and doors are open up to the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when a person cries. And ye shane karam hai ke na laik upar karam unki har dam ata ho rahe hai. This is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in every moment, on useless people like us, Allah ta'ala is sending His karam and His kindness and His favors upon us. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What favors Allah is bestowing us at every moment. Muhabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho, ke surban hokar gada ho rahe hai. As it says, look at the karamat and the miracle of muhabbat. That a person is a king also. What a great king he is. But because when he gets the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this pride comes out from a person. And when the pride comes out from a person, he's the king of the countries also. But he's humbling himself in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi, what a wali of Allah ta'ala he was. What a king he was. But he left all of that when the love of Allah came in a person's heart. May Allah give us the bounty of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where a person will be able to sacrifice everything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has got this love. And that is why we come in the company of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Hazrat Majlis. We come and we listen to these ash'ar. And all of this is for a person to remind a person that we have to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make effort in that line. And Allah is so kind. And ulama say that a person who is making effort in this line, as I mentioned it so many times, that we are making effort in this line, if you pass away, even with weaknesses. One person told Hazrat Amir rahmatullahi, I'm a very big sana. Keep making tawbah, keep falling down. So as I said, the one benefit of sitting in the shawbat of the awliya Allah is that you are, if you are not amongst the kamilin, the perfect people, you will definitely be amongst the tawabin, those who make a lot of tawbah. Because you will get the tawfiq of coming in the majalis, in the gatherings, Ya Allah, I'm still very, very far. Ya Allah, please forgive me. So you'll make tawbah. And Allah loves both of them. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahirin. Allah loves those who make tawbah in great abundance, and Allah loves those who are pure. So if you can't reach the level of those who are pure, at least be amongst those who make your tawbah. So we know today we came from work, we made so much of guna and sin, but we come to the majlis and we say, Ya Allah, I'm so fast, I know I'm doing wrong, but you carry on making tawbah. You carry on making tawbah. Allah loves that action of a person. As inshallah we were reading this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how Allah ta'ala loves tawbah. Allah ta'ala loves to forgive His bandas and servants. And Allah wants us to turn towards Him. So this hadith actually, she will recite, is a very beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every hadith is beautiful. But the ulama say that there is no better hadith of the people of Sham, who ashrafu hadithin li ahli Sham. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi said that the most sharif and honorable hadith of the people of Sham is this hadith here. It's a hadith of Qudsi, a hadith where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself speaks. This hadith is narrated by Abu Idris Khulani rahmatullah alayhi, and he quotes from Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu. Abu Idris Khulani rahmatullah alayhi was that person, most likely. They say when he used to quote this hadith, Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi says, when he used to quote this hadith, he actually used to sit up on his knees and quote this hadith with such honor and respect. It's such a great hadith it is. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, that Allah, Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu, he narrates this hadith, and he says, Ya ibadi, O my bandas and O my servants. This is so much of kindness of Allah ta'ala. This hadith of Qudsi is a hadith when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrating the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not the ayat of the Quran, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Allah ta'ala said certain things. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, O my servants, every single one of us, even if we are sinners, but we are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is actually informing us that, O my servants, whatever I'm going to tell you now, is for your own benefit. Whatever I'm telling you is for your own goodness. And in this hadith, a lot of times Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, O my servants, O my bandas, O my... And Allah Ta'ala addresses us, Ya ibadi, oh, my servant. And everyone of us is the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala starts saying, إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ ذُلْمَ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. The first advice Allah ta'ala gives us, there are 10 advices here. First one, says, oh my bandas and servants, I have made haram, zulam, oppression upon myself. That means, whatever I am commanding you, every command I have given, is not zulam upon you. I am not oppressing you. It's because of my love for you. I love you so much, there is so much of goodness for you. You are performing salat, Allah has made, it's not a zulam and oppression upon a person. It's a mercy of Allah ta'ala. There was so much of goodness in there that Allah ta'ala made it faraz upon us. We come to the masjid, come and recite some salat. And Allah knew that if Allah didn't make it faraz, we'd say, today I read, it's nafal only. Today I read, tomorrow I won't read. So sometimes we'll overlook it. But because there was so much of goodness, for example, your parents say, you must eat this vegetable. You say, I don't like vegetables. When they say, you need this calcium, you need this vitamin C, or whatever, you need this. You say, no, I like chips, and I like all this fried potatoes, and I like this burgers, and I like hot dogs, and that. Every day I want to eat that. See, this is so harmful for you. Stay away from it. Because the parents love their children. So they are telling them, no, you eat this greens, it's very, very good for you. The child can't understand. But the parents know, if I give him so much of vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, vitamin D, he needs so much for his body. These are the basic necessities. Otherwise, after 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 1 month, he will start seeing some weakness coming in his body. Something, his eyes will come, some problem will be in his eyes, in his legs, there will be some problem. So Allah has made these vitamins for us. Namaz, Fajr, Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. These are your vitamins, the basic vitamins a person needs. You want extra atar and all of these things, you read your nafal namazes. But your faraz, that's the basic. If you don't eat that day also, ruhani tawar par spiritually, you'll be destroying yourself. You may not see it immediately. Like when you're eating food, you don't eat food immediately. You don't see the effects of it. But after 3 months, 6 months, you start seeing the effects. So one namaz you are leaving out a day, you're leaving four namazes. But definitely you are depriving yourself of a great amount of goodness. Eventually it catches up with a person. Spiritually a person gets destroyed because of leaving out that one faraz namaz. Fasting in the month of Ramadan is faraz upon a person, 30 days. This is the bare minimum a person needs for his spiritual well-being. 2.5% zakat, minimum 2.5% is faraz. In nafal, a person gives much more. This is all the extras. A person is getting more vitamins, more benefit to his body. But the bare minimum. And everything Allah made haram for us, it was only harm for a person. Nuksan, destruction for a person spiritually. So Allah made it haram for a person. So Allah says, I made zulam haram upon myself. So whatever command I'm giving you, I will never make zulam and oppression upon you. So when I made zulam haram upon myself, I made it haram upon you people also. Don't commit zulam. Fala tazalamu. You don't make zulam upon one another. Allah thinks zulam is such an evil action. I make haram upon myself, I'll never commit zulam upon anybody. So how can you make zulam and oppression upon anybody? So in every aspect of our lives, and it comes in a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we might have heard that hadith, a so famous hadith, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْمُفْلِسِ. Do you know who is a bankrupt person? So Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, a bankrupt person is a person who's got no dirham, no wealth, he's got no goods. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, no. The truly poor person, bankrupt person from my ummah is a person who will come on the day of Qiyamah. He will come with salat, with fasting, with zakat. But he had come and he had sworn so-and-so person. He had accused so-and-so person. He had eaten up the wealth of so-and-so person. He had taken the life of so-and-so person. He had hit so-and-so person. So this person will take his good actions. Another person will take his good actions. Another person will take his good actions. All his good actions will come to an end. And then, he still now so much of hukuk and rights of people upon him. So now all of their gunas and sins will be taken and put in place upon him. And then it will be thrown upon him, ثُمَّ تُرِحَ فِي الْنَارِ. He will be thrown in the fire of Jahannam. So making zulam upon other people. May Allah give us tawfiq. Today I was reading also one. It comes about ghibat. Ghibat, backbiting. It's like eating the flesh of a Muslim brother. So there was one person by the name of, I forgot his name. Anyhow, amongst the tabi'een or somebody, a very pious person. So anyhow, one night he had a dream. And in the dream he sees there's one person, dark skin colored person on the floor lying, he's dead. And a person is telling him, eat. Eat. So he says, how can I eat? He's a dead person. It's not possible for me to eat. So he said, but today you ate the flesh of your dead, your Muslim brother. You backbited about a person. He said, I never spoke about any person. I never speak good about any person. I never spoke bad about any person. I stayed far away. I never spoke bad about any person. You know, you were sitting in a gathering and people were speaking about somebody else. And you were part of that gathering. You didn't reprimand them, you didn't stop them. So you're also part of them. So then he said, I take a qasam. He said, never in my life, he said, after this, for the rest of his life, this person, after seeing the dream, he said, never ever he ever made ghibat of anybody. Or neither also did he allow any person to make ghibat in his presence, in his company. So let us look in our life. Give me the tawfiq first to speaking about this. Allah must ghibat the reality. Ghibat is so common. We're looking at every person's fault. And we, in our homes also, how much we speak about this person, speak about that person. Somebody comes, they mock a certain person, they laugh about a certain person. Ghibat is like so common. Ulama say that the two gunas and sins, which are, if a person will become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you can stay away from two sins, one is ghibat, one is badnazri. Looking after his eyes and ghibat, he's looking after his tongue. And Nabi Sam said also, person who guarantees me two portions between his private parts and between his jaws, I guarantee for him Jannah. So private parts, the eyes, the person has to look after his chastity. So how weak we are in the day. So ghibat in backbiting, how much of zulm we are doing. Imagine on the day of Qiyamah we will come, we have done wrong to this person, wrong to that person. So many people we have done wrong to. And all of the gunas will be taken and thrown upon us. May Allah protect and save us. So we have to really look after our tongue and we have to think about it. At least the fikr is created within a person. That you know what, I am backbiting. I got this weakness within myself. And we start making effort in that line. Okay, today I backbited for 1 hour. And especially it happens when you're having like parties, you're having dawahs, everyone is sitting together, we start speaking about this person, speaking about that person. Nobody will speak about deen. We speak about everything else. And normally a person will come that we're speaking about this person, speaking about that person. And how easily a person falls into backbiting. May Allah protect and save us. At least the fikr must be in a person. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah said, from the age of 20 or whatever, since I heard the hadith about backbiting, from the time till the end of my life, I never backbited about somebody. What kamal in profession is that? See, when a person heard about this, immediately he said, for the rest of my life, I never spoke ill about a person. This really requires really a great control over the tongue. And one is not speaking, one is just okay, and I will speak. But now you're sitting in a gathering, everyone else is speaking. How a person gets involved. So anyhow, the hadith says, for lot of alamu, do not oppress any person in whatever way. On the day of Qiyamah, a person has to answer. The next thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, kullukum dhalun illa man hadaytuhu. Fastahaduni ahdikum. Every one of you is misguided. It means you have the ability to become misguided. It's very, very easy. There are so many fitnas around a person. There is nafs with you. There is shaitan with you. There is the dunya in front of a person which is enticing a person. So all of these things, they are prepared to take a person, a misguided person. Except the person who I guide and I protect. So ask me for hidayat and guidance. I will guide you. Ask me for hidayat, I will guide you. And you know, ulama right here. And the easiest way, وَمِنْ أَعْزَمِي مَذَاهِرِ هِدَايَةِ اللَّهِ لِلْعَبْدِ. One of the greatest manifestations where Allah Ta'ala has given hidayat to a person is أَيْ يُوَفِّقَهُ لِسُحْبَةِ الْأَخْيَارِ وَاتِّخَاذِ الْقُرَنَاءِ الصَّالِحِينَ الْأَبْرَارِ. Allah gives a person the tawfiq and ability to sit in the suhbat of the pious people. And we have good people and pious people as friends. This is the sign that Allah wants hidayat for a person. It's a very great thing. Second thing, to make dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi says, every namaz we are reading dua, asking Allah for hidayat, ihdina siratul mustaqim. But we are making dua, but Allah Ta'ala doesn't accept the dua of a person whose heart is unmindful. So when we are reading namaz, we are just reading it. It's ibadat. But we are not making intention, oh Allah, I want hidayat. So we have to ask Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, give me hidayat. When we are reading that dua, ihdina siratul mustaqim, we actually have this intention in my mind. That, oh Allah, I want hidayat. Give me hidayat, guide me on the straight path. So anyhow, this is the dua we have to make. So Allah Ta'ala, I think every one of you is misguided, or you can go misguided very easily. Ask Allah Ta'ala for hidayat always. And throughout our life, we have to continue asking Allah Ta'ala, begging from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Then the next thing Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ibadi kullukum jai'un illa man at'amtu. Fastat'imuni ut'imkum. O my servants, every one of you is hungry, except the person who I have fed. So ask me for food, I am the being who will give you food. So they say, look here, that after hidayat, which is the most important thing, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is saying, you need food, you need drink, and you need clothing. And every one of them, Ya Allah Ta'ala, as you mentioned it, Ibadi, O my servants, you are in need of, you are hungry. So they say Allah Ta'ala wants to show us that every one of us is the faqir of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Every moment, Ya ayyuhan nasu antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. We are servants, we are slaves, we are faqir and beggars in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Throughout our life, we are in need of these things. And that is why, so Allah Ta'ala all the time is giving us this. We have to go through this halab. We need clothing all the time. We need food all the time. We need drink all the time. So all of this is showing us we are muhtaj in need of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That is why the dua also, after eating food, the one dua, sunnah dua is, when a person is lifting the dastarkhan, Alhamdulillah, hamdan kaseeran tayyiban mubarakan fi, ghayra makfiin, wala muwadda'in, wala mustaghnan anhu rabbana. So Allah Ta'ala, we are not sufficient for us. We are not saying goodbye to it. We are not independent of it. We are not bidding farewell to it. We are in need of it. Now for the present moment, Ya Allah, we praise you, you've given it to us. But after half an hour, 1 hour, 3 hours, then, we know they say the people of Jannah, they will eat twice a day. لَهُمْ رِزْقُونَ فِيهَا بُكْرَةً وَعَشِيَةً. In the morning and evening. So normally we joke with the students, we tell them, you know, you people eat, you have breakfast in the morning, then break is 10 o'clock, you eat there, After Dhuhr again you will eat, and after Asr again you eat, then after Mutala again you eat. 5 times a day, even the people of Jannah will eat twice a day. You people eating 5 times a day, and in between also you munching, you eating nuts, and you eat chevro and what and what things all the time. All of us, how much food Allah has given us. Maybe that's one reason also our sicknesses, the way we eat our food. All the time we are chewing and munching, like as it once mentioned, like cows. Cows all the time is chewing. That we've become like animals. All the time a person is sugar and concerned with his food. But we are muhtaj in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it. That every human being is, we have to realize, fi ghayat is faqri ila Allah ta'ala. At every moment we are completely in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in need of Him. For every lukma, every morsel of food, we are in need of Allah ta'ala. Every drop of water, we are in need. Every piece of clothing. And not only that day. When the food is in front of a person, for a person to eat it also, and for it to digest, we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if a person got the food, but he can't eat the food, it's difficulty for a person. So just having the food is not sufficient. But to eat the food, to have the ability to eat the food, and then for the food to come out, we are also in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We got no control. We just got the control to put the food, the lukma in our mouth, in front. But after that, as soon as it goes down, what control have we got of the food? So these are all bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to benefit us, to take out, to go to toilet. So they are all du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why the ulama say that this du'a after eating and after wearing clothing, after eating, Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amani hadha tu'am wa razaqani min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwah. They all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given me that food to eat. And He's granted it to me without any strength from my own side, without any ability from my own side. And after wearing clothing also, they say similar du'a. Alhamdulillah, alladhi katani hadha thawb wa razaqani min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwah. So when a person reads this du'a, the hadith says that غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. All the person's past sins, and one some narration, وَمَا تَأْخَرْ, past and future sins are forgiven. A person thinks such a big sawab, all the person's, ulama say, minor sins are forgiven, by wearing clothing and eating food. You see, the reason for this is, that a person is saying that, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am completely muhtaj in need of you. Whatever I am getting is only from you. And this is what Tawheed is, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. There is nobody for me besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the crux of Tawheed. By which a person will enter Jannah. A person said La ilaha illallah once in his life, and he leaves this world, he enters Jannah. So in these du'as also, we are being taught here that this is complete Tawheed. That we are completely in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they say, unfortunately, most people are completely unmindful of these realities. So much so, they become, with using all of the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they still go and they break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying, oh my bandas, you are in need of clothing. Every one of you is hungry. I give you the food. So ask me for food, I will feed you. Ya ibadi kullukum arin. Every one of you is naked. Illa man kasawtu. Fastaktuni aksukum. Except the one who I have given him clothing to wear. So ask me for clothing, I will give you clothing. That's so our food, our things, clothing also we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala says, ya ibadi, oh Allah, after giving you all my bannas, after giving you all of these things, innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wal-nahar, you are committing gunas day and night. And then Allah says, wa ana aghfiru dhunuba jami'a, but I am forgiving gunas and sins, all of them I am prepared to forgive. I am prepared to forgive all the time. So fastaghfiruni aghfir lakum, ask me for forgiveness, I will forgive you. Hafiz ibn Rajab rahmatullah alayhi writes one story that Zunnun Misri rahmatullah alayhi, one of his companions, so one day he was going around and he was saying, ayna qalbi, where's my heart, mawajada qalbi, who'll be able to find my heart? So anyhow he was worried in parishan and worried about everything, like, I don't know my condition of my life. So he went into one road and he saw one small boy crying, and his mother was giving him a good hiding. She was hitting him and he was crying, and then she took him and she threw him out of the house and she locked the door. So the young boy now is looking outside, he looked right, he looked left. So where must I go to now? Where must I run away to? After looking left and right, he's a small boy. He returned back to the house and he started crying. And he said, oh my mother, who will open up the door for me when you locked up the door? You locked up the door, who else is there who will open up the door for me? And who will make me close when you threw me far away from you? And if you are angry with me, who is the one who will make me close? His mother felt mercy for him. And she looked from the door and she saw her son standing outside and tears were flowing onto his cheeks. And he was sitting in the sand and he was crying. She opened the door and she took hold of him. She put him in her lap and she started kissing him. and to say, oh my beloved son, the coolest of my eyes, the one who is very, very close to my heart, you are the one who made me give you a good hiding, because you were doing so many wrongs. That's why I gave you the hiding. If only you obeyed me, you wouldn't have found any difficulty from me. I wouldn't have caused so much. I wouldn't have hit you. I wouldn't have thrown you out of the house. So anyhow, when this youngster, this Zunnun Misir Rahmatullah, his companion, he heard that his murid, he woke up and he said, Subhanallah, I found my heart now. I found my heart. What he means now, I realized that this is my problem. Why am I feeling uncomfortable in life? Why am I feeling uneasy in life? I've turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is giving me a hiding in the dunya. So now, which other door can I go back to? I have to go back to the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to turn to Allah ta'ala. Who else is there for us besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. So Allah ta'ala is saying here, said, oh my bandas, I am the only one who can forgive you. And what's the meaning of forgiveness? So he said, tawbatan nasuha. A person must turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the word ghafrun, ghafara, it comes from the word to cover. So when a person is saying, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am asking you to forgive my sins, maghfirat, forgiveness. So actually, we are asking Allah ta'ala that, oh Allah ta'ala, cover our faults. One is istighfar and one is tawbah. So istighfar comes from the word ghafrun. Ghafrun means to cover, katara, chupana, to hide. And in Arabic there is one word is called mikfar, like a hat which a person wears, a helmet. When a person is going to war, he wears a helmet. So it's from the word mikfar, the thing which covers a person. So they say ghafara, we are asking Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah Ta'ala, conceal our gunas, conceal our faults and our weaknesses. So on the day of Qiyamah also we are not embarrassed, it's not shown in the whole world. Allah Ta'ala doesn't expose us. Otherwise a person, imagine going in front of the whole of mankind, Allah Ta'ala disgraces a person. And even in the dunya, sometimes when Allah Ta'ala wants to disgrace a person, if Allah Ta'ala has to open up a person's fault, how a person will be embarrassed and disgraced. So anyhow, that is the meaning of istighfar, ghafrun, asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And tawbah means a person is turning away from his evil life and turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is prepared to forgive all sins. So Allah says, oh my banda and servants, you make guna sins day and night. I am prepared to forgive all of your guna. So ask me for forgiveness, I will forgive you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, innakum lan tablughu durri fatadurruni, wa lan tablughu naf'i fatanfa'uni. That you people cannot cause any harm to me. That means, by your committing guna and sins, you are not causing any harm to me. Or you cannot benefit me in the least, but that means you people come onto the path of hidayat and guidance, you are not benefiting me. The harm of your gunas and your sins is falling upon you. You are obedient to me, and you are rightful, and you are good servant. It's only paying back to you. Because I am completely in need, and you are completely muhtaj and in need. I am completely independent. I don't need any of these things. So Allah Ta'ala mentioned this. Then the seventh and eighth nida which Allah Ta'ala makes out, that Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, O my bandas and servants, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم, the first of you and the last of you, the whole of mankind, whether human beings or jinnat, كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم, amongst you people, you are the person who had the most amount of taqwa in this world. And who is the person who had the most amount of taqwa in this world? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If every one of you had a heart of like Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are the most pious people in the world. ما زاد ذلك في ملكي شيئا. It won't increase my milkiyat and my bachat and my kingdom in the least, but I won't become any greater. Allah is too great already. So you don't increase Allah Ta'ala, you don't decrease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't make any effect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ya ibadi, oh my banda and servants, if the first of you and the last of you, wa insakum wa jinnakum, the humans and the jinnat, kanu ala afjari qalbi rajulin wahidin, you have the heart of the worst amongst you. And the ulama say, who is the worst for Allah's creation? Shaitan. If every one of you is like Shaitan, مَا نَقَسَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ مُلْكِ شَيْعَ, those won't have any effect in my milkiyat and my bachat and my control which I have got. Ya Allah Ta'ala is completely independent, we are completely in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that when Allah Ta'ala has got so much, but Allah wants to give us, Allah's favors upon us is so great. So Allah says, Ya ibadi, O my bandas and servants, لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ, the first of you and the last of you, وَإِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ, insan, human beings and jinnat, قَامُوا فِي سَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ, you all of you stand up in an open field. فَسَأَلُونِي, and every one of you ask me. فَأَعْطَيْتُ كُلَّ إِنْسَانٍ مَسْأَلَتَهُ, I give every human being whatever he asks me. Whatever he asks me, I give every single one. مَا نَقَسَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي, this will not decrease anything by me. إِلَّا كَمَا يَنْكُسُ الْمِخْيَةِ إِذَا أُدْخِلَ الْبَحْرِ, except that like how when a person takes a needle and he puts it in the ocean, and he takes it out, how much water is removed from there? So much. So ulama say that's only an example, because that also is finite. The amount of water in the ocean in our minds is so much, but in the sight of Allah Ta'ala is finite, it's very small. And one drop coming out from there is a small amount coming out. So there will be some decrease in that water. But so Allah Ta'ala, just to make us understand, because our minds are very, very small, so Allah says that if I give everybody in the world whatever they ask me, then this will not decrease my treasures in the least. But so what Allah Ta'ala is actually telling us here is that, oh my bandhas and servants, I'm asking you, ask whatever you want to. Why are you depriving yourself? I'm prepared to give you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a person so much. As it comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person will ask and ask, and on the day of Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala will show a person, you could have asked me for this and this and this, why didn't you ask me? I was prepared to give you. You never asked. So sometimes we think like, this is an impossibility for me, I can't do this thing. But how many people, what du'as they made, and how Allah ta'ala made them completely independent. Even of dunya, example, a person said, ya Allah, make me completely farig, make my heart completely free for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my whole life I want to spend in your path. And how Allah ta'ala made such means for a person, suddenly a person finds Allah opens up for a person's way. A person is like, oh, he's blown out of his mind, that I can't believe in my life how Allah ta'ala made it for me. So many people in their life, I made a certain dua at a certain time and Allah accepted it from me, and today what and what I'm doing. Somebody met one person that he was in selling tea in Pakistan or in India, and this person, he said, alhamdulillah, you're selling tea now. He said, I asked him like your karguzari, like he said to him in Jamaat. He said, alhamdulillah, 3 times I've gone around the whole world, 3 times. Around the whole world, 3 times he went, and he's selling tea there, and a small tea shop in front, and standing in front and selling tea. But he said, I've been around the whole world 3 times. He said, made dua, they cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah made such means for a person, way and way in the world they went. He means of hidayat, Allah ta'ala used them, and they're still standing in there, selling his tea there. So how Allah ta'ala looked after a person. So many things in life we think are impossibilities, but for Allah ta'ala nothing is impossible. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously I don't ask Allah ta'ala for something changing into a woman. Today unfortunately you're getting people also becoming a woman. See, he can never become a woman, they can never sex change, but a man will still remain a man, a woman will still remain a woman. Even though they're making themselves, they're changing themselves. Like example, many people, they say, like Hazrat was speaking about this bad luck. So people feel like, you know, number 13 is bad luck. So they don't have number 13 in their floors, they have number 12 and number 14. Whether you call it number 14, it's still number 13, it's still the 13th floor. It's not going to change it. In an aeroplane, you've got seats in it, minus the 13th. It will still be the 13th row. Even though you don't call it the 13th, but what you call it or you don't call it, it's still the 13th row. So what you're giving it a different name, it doesn't change the thing. The reality is still it's the 13th floor. So many people, they got this. So anyhow, if a person, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give a person out. Allah opens up to a person. May Allah give me the reality of this here. And all of these things, examinations in our life, Allah Ta'ala gives to a person, so a person can turn his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So example, we are going to shop, Hazrat mentioned one of his uncles, many years ago he mentioned, every morning he used to make dua to Allah Ta'ala, whatever his needs of the day. Ya Allah, today I'm going to go to the shop, I want the vegetables must be at a certain price, the person mustn't fight with me, must give me, one worker must come, Ya Allah, make a worker come to my house, to do the garden, and he's a gardener today. Ya Allah, make him come, and when he comes, he must agree on the so and so price, he mustn't ask for a bigger price. He make all of these duas. That's tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Small things, big things, we are muhtaj of Allah Ta'ala. We only make dua to Allah, Ya Allah, I need big things, I need a lot of money now. But for small things, so that means I'm a god in myself for the small things. But even in the small things, we are in need of Allah Ta'ala. That's why in the hadith it says, even for a shoelace, you must ask Allah Ta'ala if your shoelace breaks. In this area, it's muhtajagi. Allah, I'm in need of you in all of these things. And then the last nida Allah Ta'ala makes, Ya Ibadi, innama hiya amalukum, uhsiya lakum. You've got your amal in front of you people. Whether your amal is with your physical body or with your heart also, your akhlaq and your intentions also. Uhsiya lakum, I am keeping them and counting them for you. And I've got a record of them, every action of yours. Thumma wafikum iyaha, and I will definitely give you the recompense of this year, in the day of Siyam or whenever it is. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ. Whoever like gets the tawfiq and ability to find goodness, good actions, good intentions, good thoughts in his heart, he must praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ, and a person will find anything besides this. I mean, in the akhirat also, he finds something besides this year, evil actions, etc. Then فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ, he mustn't blame anybody but himself. But on the day of Qiyamah, it will be too late for a person to blame himself. So in this world, whatever tawfiq and Allah, a person Allah gives a person tawfiq, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will increase it for a person. Whatever weaknesses is found within a person, when a person will start blaming himself, put the blame. I am a weak person, Ya Allah. It's my khabasat, my evil, Ya Allah, you change me, you correct me, you benefit me, you assist me and help me. and a person will see how Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance will come to a person. So may Allah Ta'ala give us a very beautiful hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Every hadith is beautiful, but some of them have got the meaning is very, very charming, very, very comprehensive. In this hadith, the main thing we are learning is that we are completely in need of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala at every moment of our lives. And we have to turn our attention in every, the smallest thing of our life. Hidayat is a great thing we are in need of Allah Ta'ala. And small things like our food, our drinks, our clothing, all of these things. We are traveling, going somewhere, we are in need of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah bring this reality within ourselves.